This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Love in the City by Jose Marti, translated by Esther Allen. Times of gorge and rush are these. Voices fly like light. Lightning like a ship hurled upon dread quicksand plunges down the high rod, and in delicate craft, man, as if winged, cleaves the air. And love, without splendor or mystery, dies when newly born of glut. The city is a cage of dead doves and avid hunters. If men's bosoms were to open and their torn flesh fall to the earth, inside would be nothing but a scatter of small crushed fruit. Love happens in the street. Standing in the dust of saloons and public squares, the flower dies the day it's born. The trembling virgin who would rather death have her than some unknown youth. The joy of trepidation, that feeling of heart set free from chest. The ineffable pleasure of deserving. The sweet alarm of walking quick and straight from your love's home and breaking into tears like a happy child. And that gazing of our love at the fire as roses slowly blush a deeper color. Bah, it's all a sham. Who has the time to be noble? Though, like a golden bowl or sumptuous painting, a genteel lady sits in the magnate's home. But if you're thirsty, reach out your arm and drain some passing cup. The dirtied cup rolls to the dust, then, and the expert taster, breast blotted with invisible blood, goes happily, crowned with myrtle, on his way. Bodies are nothing now but trash, pits and tatters. And souls are not the tree's lush fruit, down whose tender skin runs sweet juice in time of ripeness, but fruit of the marketplace, ripened by the hardened laborer's brutal blows. It is an age of dry lips, of undreaming nights, of life crushed, unripe. What is it that we lack without which there is no gladness? Like a startled hare in the wild thicket of our breast, fleeing, tremulous from a gleeful hunter, the spirit takes cover, and desire on fever's arm beats the thicket like the rich hunter. The city appalls me, full of cups to be emptied, and empty cups. I fear, ah me, that this wine may be poison, and sink its teeth, vengeful imp, in my veins. I thirst, but for a wine that none on earth knows how to drink. I have not yet endured enough to break through the wall that keeps me, ah, grief, from my vineyard. Take, O squalid tasters of humble human wines, these cups from which, with no fear or pity, you swill the lily's juice. Take them. I am honorable, and I am afraid.